This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we look at the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kareem and Al-Akram. Al-Kareem and Al-Akram, both come in the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know very well, is generous. So if we were to simply translate Al-Kareem, we are going to translate it as the one who is generous. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is Al-Akram, the most generous as well. And so to begin with Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha al-insanu, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. He asks the human beings, ma gharraka, what is it that takes you away? What blinds you? What is it that distracts you away from your Lord, who is so generous, who has provided every single thing for every single one of us, every single human? And you'll notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. He says, Ya ayyuhal insan. Every single one of the humans, believing and non-believing. Why? Why are we so distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who's been so generous to every single one of us? So Al-Kareem is the one who gives everything to everyone. He gives everything to everyone. And he is not expecting anything in return. You'll notice for us, when we give something, we expect something in return. It may not be something we give to someone else, but when we give for the sake of Allah, we expect Allah to give us something in return, which is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when we give a sadaqah, we will get something in return. When we are patient with others, we will get something in return. And a beautiful example is what happened right before the salah, right before the adhan. One of the brothers came and sat down, and there was like a gathering of mu'addinin, people who were ready to call the adhan. And one of the first brother was ready to call it, and another brother was getting up to say the adhan. And I was like, now the two of you have a debate. Which one of you is going to call the adhan? And so the first one says, it's okay, he can call the adhan, even though I dream about it. Right? Even though I dream about it, about calling the adhan for Jumu'ah, but he gave up. He showed that karam, that generosity, which is something we learn from Allah, Azza wa Jal, Al-Kareem. He gave it up for the sake of the second one, not expecting anything from that brother, but possibly expecting the rewards to still come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a third mu'addin comes forward. And that mu'addin is asking, and the other two are sitting there thinking, hey, we were just debating who's going to call the adhan. And the second one is looking at the first one, and the first one says to the third one, it's okay, you can call the adhan. And so the three of them now share in a reward. Each of them had the intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. He blesses all of them with having called the adhan, even though they didn't do it. The first two didn't do it. And the third one did it and receives that reward. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. And we'll take that explanation at the end of the khutbah, inshallah ta'ala. And so Al-Kareem is the one who gives everything and doesn't expect anything in return. Al-Kareem loves to be asked. Allah, Al-Kareem, he loves to be asked. He loves when we ask him for things. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, when we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for the best of things. When you ask for Jannah, paradise, don't ask for the lowest level. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, ask for the highest level. Al-Firdaus al-A'la. And so when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for more. Why? Because Allah is so generous, he gives and he doesn't need anything in return. As opposed to us, when someone comes and asks us for something, we usually think to ourselves, I need it first. Allah doesn't need what he gives us. Al-Kareem doesn't need what he gives us. And he can give us as much as we want and more. And more, and even more than that. And it doesn't take away from any of his abilities. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ اللَّهِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. As he says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Alaq, in the third verse that was ever revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that He is so generous, that He is the most generous, that anyone who gives up anything for the sake of Allah, and this was at a time when revelation is first coming to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will not leave you stranded. Allah will not abandon you. Allah will never let you go far in the sense of poverty or in the sense of loneliness or in the sense of isolation in this world, except that He will bless you with more. And we see the example of Prophet Ayyub. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, he gave everything for Allah and he let go of everything, his health, he let go of his family, he let go of his property, he let go of all of his wealth, everything that he had. And his wife even said, you know, when is this going to stop? And he let go of her as well. You're free to go. And he gave for the sake of Allah, and Allah gave him back because he is Al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ayyub alayhi salam with more than what he had previous to his struggles and his vices. So my brothers and sisters, remember, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, the most noble from amongst us. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word to show nobility. Kareem, al-akram, right? Kiram or al-kalam, to show nobility. Why? Take a small example. If you have a neighbor who is super generous, a neighbor who every single week brings you something, it could be bread. Every single week he brings you bread. He brings you a loaf of bread. Every single week, without fail, he brings you bread. Years go by and you think to yourself, look at the amount of reward that this brother has achieved. And think of your feelings and sentiments towards that person who has given you nothing more than bread, but has been consistent in giving the bread. You see that person as someone noble, of honor, of status, someone who is sincere and genuine, even though their sacrifice is bread. And that's exactly how we need to look at this for ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be generous towards others and not expect anything in return. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا ودنيانا يا رب العالمين We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His blessings and mercy upon us. We ask Allah to make us from amongst those that are the most generous in our society. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sake of His deen, al-Islam, to spread this deen far and wide through whatever means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us in this dunya and protect us in akhirah, to bless us on the day of judgment with ease and patience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for our children in this world and easy for us to be with them in the hereafter and keep them upon Islam and Iman always. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic from upon us and to make it easy for us to stand row by row, shoulder to shoulder once again and to be able to see our family and friends and loved ones in unity. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa yaghfir lakum wa dhikru Allah akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu wa tasma'un.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الله سميع الله الحميد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاكم الله خيرا my brothers and sisters for your patience and help in and around the masjid. Please do not stick around to pray your sunnah. We do need the extra space to let the next congregation in. I want to remind everyone to be as generous as possible. We learned about Al-Kareem today. Be as generous as possible in your donations. We need to finish up this parking lot and we hope to see it done by next Friday, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you? Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, good.